Welcome to Success Power, another exciting edition of this program. And remember, we want you to know that God wants you to succeed. And when I say you, I mean you, everyone. You, nobody else, you. God has a plan for your life. You were born for a reason, born for a purpose. The circumstances of your life may not have been favorable, but that cannot change God's ultimate plan and purpose for your life. You are destined to live a fulfilling life, a life of contribution. Misery and frustration and failure are not part of your destiny. If they're there now, they got to go. That's why we have Success Power. And then realize, too, that success is not a matter of chances. Success is a matter of choices. That even though God's provided for you to be successful, you have to make up your mind that you are going to be successful. And you will succeed. Now, we continue with our discussion on the topic, just do it. Take action. Make a move. Do something. James Allen, that wonderful philosopher, once said, "If your real desire is to do good, there is no need to wait for money before you do it. You can do it now, at this very moment, and just where you are." Why did I read that quote? Many people believe that they do not have what they need to start, and a whole lot of the time we tie it to money. So James Allen says, if really what you want to do is good, leave the money out. Start doing the good. Find one small angle from where you can attack this issue. You may not be able to do everything that you desire to do, but you can do something. Now, this is one principle all of us have to learn, that we must start with what we have. God will never allow you to get to the point where there is nothing in your life that he can use to move you to the next level of blessing. Think about it. You may not have recognized it, but that does not cancel the fact that it exists. It is there, and very soon you will find it. There's something so close to you, something around your life that you can use. One little thing there, one opportunity. It may be a skill, it may be a relationship, a connection, okay? It may be an asset, a material thing, or some little bit of money, but you can start with something right where you are. Think about it. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. And where do you take that one step from? Not from midway. You take that one step from where you are. Look around you. There are opportunities for you to do something today. The job, for example, that is available to you, the opportunity open to you today may not be the ideal one. But there are no small opportunities if only we can recognize opportunities. That opening that you have, why don't you take it and maximize it? Bloom where you are planted. You may want to be a tree, but if where you are right now, all you can be a shrub, be the best little shrub in that environment until you get a better opportunity. One opportunity grasped and used well produces at least one other opportunity. Someone is going to be able to see you doing it the way you are and recognize that if you had more resources, you produce more results. Very soon, new doors will open for you. So let's make up our minds. No more excuses for sitting down and doing nothing. We're going to make a move. Start with what we have, where we are. And I guarantee you there are miracles waiting around the corner. I'll be back after this break.
Success Power.
The Real Woman Foundation presents A Day with Nike Adeyemi and Friends in an interactive seminar titled Men and You. Come and learn to deal wisely with the man in your life and how to cope when there is none. Join us at the Balmoral Hall, 98 Kudirat Abiola Way, Oregun, Lagos, at 10 a.m. on Saturday, 7th of July, 2007. Admission is free. This event is brought to you by The Real Woman Foundation, healing women, building nations.
Discover the real woman in you. Discover the hidden potentials locked in every woman. Discover possibilities beyond the surface. Learn how to maximize your potential and impact your world. Become the real woman you were born to be. Discover hidden treasures in The Real Woman, written by Nike Adeyemi, president of The Real Woman Foundation. Available at Numa Bookshop, 71 Kudrat Abiola Way, or at Ikeja Lagos, and in all leading bookstores nationwide. You can also purchase The Real Woman online at www.numapublishing.net. To be a real woman, go for The Real Woman.
Welcome back. We are discussing on how to take action so we can turn our dreams into the realities of our lives. Now, your action must be commensurate to your vision. Some people have visions, they have dreams, they take no action. And I say this, if your vision is not strong enough to cause the blood to run in your veins, not strong enough to move you from your seat, help you overcome inertia, get you going, then maybe what you have is not a vision, maybe it's an illusion. If it's a vision, it's got to catch your heart, okay? It's got to get you moving. And your action must be commensurate to the size of the vision. If your vision is to catch whales, then you can't go to the stream behind your house with a fishing hook. There are no whales in that stream. That's not where you catch whales. That's what I'm talking about. Some people have dreams. They know the kind of a person they like to be. They know the kind of places they like to go. They are not going to such places. They are not becoming the kind of people they want to be. They're not doing the kind of things they wish they could do. And for God's sake, nobody is stopping them, only their own thinking. Your action must be commensurate to the size of your vision. You want to catch a whale? Don't go to the stream behind your house. You want to become a millionaire? Go where millionaires go. Say what they say. Look the way they look. Do what they do. Attempt the things they attempt. And get your own millions. That's how it works. Okay? So let your action be commensurate to the size of your vision. You stay, hang around that stream behind your house. You're not going to catch a whale. Maybe the best thing you'll catch in that stream is a big frog. Sometimes people are not happy with the results they're turning out in their lives, but you check the things they're attempting to do, and you find out it's no surprise they are getting what they are getting. You want to do it big? Do it big. You want to win big? Do it big. Dare something, okay? Make a big move. Do something you've never done before. Go where you've never gone before. Overcome fear. Break through those limitations. And watch new opportunities and new people and new resources flow into your life. And now, my encouragement is that you must be proactive. You have to act, not react. That's very important. Seize the initiative. Make the move. Make things happen. Successful people know things don't happen by themselves. So they move. They make the moves. Until you make moves, you don't make waves. Now my encouragement is that you seize the initiative, okay? Make the first move. That's what I'm saying over and over and over again. Don't wait for things to happen. Like someone said, don't wait for your ship to come in. Swim out to meet it. All the time, if you sit down, wait for other people to take the initiative, wait for things to happen to you, sometimes you may not be happy with what you will get at the end of the day. Secondly, things may not happen the way you expect them to happen. So you make the move first. Very, very important. There are loads of educated and talented people who are dying in obscurity just simply because they are not willing to take bold action. Take the bull by the horns until you have the bull screaming for mercy. Have you heard that statement before? Take the bull by the horns. I say you take it by the horns until the bull is screaming for mercy. In other words, make it happen. Take responsibility for it and give it your best shot. Give it the push that you need to give it. And ultimately, from your imagination, your dreams will become the very realities of your life. Seeds don't plant themselves. They hold the potential for the harvest, but they do not plant themselves. Dreams don't make themselves happen. It is up to someone to sow those seeds, cultivate them, nurture them until they produce a harvest. So your plans are not going to work themselves out also. What have you been planning to do? To organize a seminar? Go ahead and organize one. The people who don't have two heads, and they started from somewhere. Nobody was born with any skill. Some people say that we all were born with tabula rasa. Tabula rasa means clean slate, clean table. Nobody was born with any special skills. And whatever you've seen somebody else do before that inspires you, you can do just about the same thing. And you'll never know what you can do and what you cannot do in the first instance until you try. I still remember clearly the first seminar that my wife, Nike, organized. She wanted to talk to women. She had that passion boiling inside her. She wanted to empower women, and she wanted to be able to talk to them. And you know, the first location she got, the first hall she got, could seat only 70 people. That's a smart way to start. You don't have to get the biggest hall in town. Those who pack those halls with 2,000, 5,000, 10,000 people did not start from there. This hall could seat only 70 people. And she invited people. And eventually, when we got to the venue that day, there were 120 people. The place was overflowing. That's how to start. So she was excited. The place was jammed. We had people standing. They couldn't even get seats. That's how to start. Make a move. Do it. You just never know what you can do until you make a move. And this is your own day. This is your season. I should let you know, this is the best time to be alive in our country and in the world. This is the moment. You have a portion in this whole arrangement, and you have to go for it. Nobody's going to bring it to you. You have to go get your own share of it. So whatever goals you have set, whatever plans you have made for yourself, I encourage you today, get out there and get going. Now, I'm glad to share with you a statement somebody made. Thinking without action produces no music. All right? You can think of singing the best song anybody ever sang in the biggest hall with the largest audience anybody ever had. But if that's all you're going to do, nobody's going to hear your song. You're going to make a move, okay? You have to get going, okay? Take action with courage. Don't die with your dreams. Don't die with that book. Write the book. Write the book, okay? Sing the song. Sing it. Do something. Build a house. Design whatever it is. Print those cards. But do something. And the more you act, the more you learn. People who take action learn faster than those who don't. And you don't have to know everything and have everything and know everyone before you start. Just start with what you have now. And then you would have proven that with more resources, you'll be able to do more and to achieve more. And now, I must draw your attention to one very, very important factor: procrastination. It's our style of delaying till tomorrow what we can do today. It's the easy way out. There's always time. I'll do it tomorrow. And I'm sure you must have heard, tomorrow never comes. That's for the person who procrastinates. Tomorrow never comes. It's just a convenient escape route. Come to think about it, nobody's lived in tomorrow before. By the time tomorrow arrives, it would have changed its name to, you know what, today. Whatever it is you were planning to do tomorrow, do it today. Because today is the tomorrow you spoke about yesterday. I had to overcome procrastination because I found it was just the easy way out. I used to procrastinate. I'll do it later, until I realized destiny delayed is the devil's delight. When you keep it till tomorrow and keep it till tomorrow, there's someone who is excited about that. He doesn't want you to succeed. That's the enemy, Satan, God's enemy, your enemy. He's excited. So he says, destiny delayed is the devil's delight. Whatever you were planning to do tomorrow, do it now. You know what I had to do? I had to change my mindset, change my mental makeup. So I got sheets of paper and a pen, and I began to write, do it now, do it now, do it now. I wrote it over and over and over. Fill all the lines. Fill the first page, the second page, the third page, the fourth page. I kept on writing, do it now, do it now. And what I wanted to do was to get do it now to burn into my brain, burn into my mind, because as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So I found out that gradually, whenever I sat down to give an excuse for not doing it today, whenever I was about to postpone till tomorrow what I could do today, then the words do it now would spring up in my mind. And the moment I had that, I understood what it meant. So I would move into action. And gradually, I was able to break free from this limitation, from this mindset. Do it now. A man by the name H.W. Shaw said, the greatest thief the world has ever produced is procrastination. And he is still at large. We can't find him, okay? But the world created him. Procrastination is an invention. A tomorrow person accomplishes nothing today. So, step out of the statistics of those who delay their destinies. Get going. You want to write a book? Start with the first chapter now. Just bite it. How do you eat an elephant? You do it bit by bit. You can't swallow an elephant at the same time. You kill yourself. You can't. The truth is, actually, you can't. But bit by bit, you soon get there. It's just a matter of time. Somebody said inch by inch. It's a cinch. So you get moving, but make sure you're not stationary. Life is designed to be progressive. Everything around you is moving. You stay there 5 years, you don't make progress. You look around you, everybody else around you is moving. Even the environment is changing. The environment is changing. To maintain your position in our world, you have to keep moving. So I encourage you today, break free from procrastination. Get moving. This is your season. Opportunities don't last forever. Strike while the iron is hot. Pull the trigger while the game is on the right spot. You hesitate, you miss your opportunities. I believe sincerely, if you missed any opportunities before this season, you will recover them. If you failed before, wherever you failed, you're about to succeed now with outstanding success. Where you have experienced shame, God will cause you to enjoy fame, because everyone who saw you fail will see you succeed this time around. I'll be back after this break.
Success Power.
The Real Woman Foundation presents A Day with Nike Adeyemi and Friends in an interactive seminar titled Men and You. Come and learn to deal wisely with the man in your life and how to cope when there is none. Join us at the Balmoral Hall, 98 Kudirat Abiola Way, Oregun, Lagos, at 10 a.m. on Saturday, 7th of July, 2007. Admission is free. This event is brought to you by The Real Woman Foundation, healing women, building nations.
Discover the real woman in you. Discover the hidden potentials locked in every woman. Discover possibilities beyond the surface. Learn how to maximize your potential and impact your world. Become the real woman you were born to be. Discover hidden treasures in the real woman. Written by Nike Adeyemi, President of the Real Woman Foundation. Available at Numa Bookshop, 71 Kudirat Abiola Way, Orekun Ikeja, Lagos, and in all leading bookstores nationwide. You can also purchase The Real Woman online at www.numapublishing.net. To be a real woman, go for the real woman.
Welcome back. We're just encouraging ourselves to take action, to make moves. Okay? Success belongs only to the brave. Have you heard it said before? Fortune belongs to the brave. Be brave. Be courageous. Break free from fear. Go where you have never gone before, but which you've been dreaming all your life that you could go. Do what you've been wishing you could do. Do it. You are the man. You are the woman. And this is the moment. Let's go for it. And as a nation, we must apply these principles to ourselves because this is our season. And this country must succeed like it has never succeeded before. The starting point of vision. All the agitation by different ethnic nationalities in our country will begin to die down when we begin to take powerful steps towards development. Everything will calm down, but we must have a vision of a developed country. Everybody should see it. A dream must be painted vividly. And secondly, there's got to be a plan. It may take us 20 years, it may take 30, but there's got to be a plan and benchmarks for each year. And then all of our citizens must be motivated, mobilized to achieve those goals. Of course, when our citizens are not skilled, when they're not educated, when they can contribute nothing, that would also result in frustration. So we've got to educate, we've got to empower, we've got to improve the quality of thinking of our people. And then everybody's going to put in their quota. And there's got to be adequate reward for each person who is contributing. It's not thieves that should be celebrated in our country. It should not be people who can't explain the sources of their wealth or those who messed up their positions of leadership, their opportunities to lead in this country. We have now to reward merit. That way, whatever contribution anyone makes, the person gets recognition and adequate rewards. Let's get firing on. And please, let's break free from all those limitations that held us down. We are not one another's enemies. God did not make any mistake by putting all us together here. The one thing that guarantees unity is vision. Let's have a country where everyone is free to dream and to turn their dreams to reality. You and I, together, are going to still be alive in this country as it becomes a developed and a prosperous nation. Your children and my children, your grandchildren and my grandchildren, your great-grandchildren and mine are going to live in a developed country. It will happen by the grace of God. Thank you for being a part of our broadcast today. It's been wonderful having you here with us. And until the next time that we see, keep on succeeding. You will succeed. Bye for now.